You must be the new transfer student. You have to be. There was only one male student here since they changed it from an all-girls school, and you're definitely not him. I'm very familiar with him. Some of the girls didn't like him, but because his parents sued so a boy could go here. But I'm more forgiving. I, for one, find having boys at this school to be exciting. Who am I? You could say I'm the local welcome wagon. If you aren't in a hurry to get to your next class, we could go into this empty classroom. Then I can show you just how welcoming I can be. No one will notice or find us. This school isn't as crowded now as it used to be. 100 years ago, this school was a very popular place for well-off families to send their daughters off to. It was a good school, and very remote. It's still a good school, and just as remote, but it's not as popular. There's not as many rich families, I guess, or at least ones interested in sending their daughters this far away. And it could be the rumors that have scared some away. The dark, lurid rumors. You may have heard some of them. Complete rubbish, of course. Here we are. This classroom isn't even used anymore. Well, not for classes at least. It was for music classes once upon a time. So it's quite soundproof. We could make all kind of noises here, and no one will hear. So this is the perfect place for me to show you what I think of having male students here. Don't worry. I'm just taking it out of your pants for a welcoming blowjob. I did this for the other boy too, many times before he started to get too weak and tired to leave his room. Poor thing. They may have to send him away to the hospital. So you arrived just in time, and you look so healthy. Which is good, because I have a healthy appetite for a teenage schoolgirl. So you'll give me something hot to fill my tummy with, won't you? Wait, there's something not right with you. I can feel the tantric power coming out of you. I knew there was something off about you. You've got power and talent. Your parents here can't be a coincidence. So, just who the fuck are you?
Me. I already told you. I'm the welcoming committee. I'm just an innocent schoolgirl who, despite being a virgin, has an almost insatiable appetite for cum.
Ow! What the fuck? Holy water? That shit hurts! I just wanted to suck your cock and swallow your cum. If some of your life force came with it, that's hardly my fault.
I'm still going to swallow your comb, you ungrateful asshole. But this time, it will still be in your paws when I do. Stop that! You didn't say a new magic. Whatever. I will just add that power to my own, and then give it to the Dark Prince. Once they can move, cardboard iron chains? Who the fuck are you? No, get this out of me. Again with the magic? What are you doing this time? Stop that! I'm keeping her locked away for a reason. She won't stop pleading with me to give her her body back. No. You can't make me let her talk to... Hello? Oh god, you got to help me. I didn't mean to let it in. It was just a game. I know there are so many of us here, making us do things with each other and other girls and that poor boy. I can stop her. They have the powerful little masters. They talk to him and soon he will come and take our virginity and with that our power. And then he will be unleashed and we'll all be dead. You've got to save me. Save all of us. She knows how you can stop her and free me. Oh, at least she suspected it. You must know. That must be why you're here. And I know too. And I'm okay with it. You must have sex with me. You can collect the power that was meant for him when you take my virginity. Then you can use that power to free me and to help you free the others and get their energy and to fight him. I don't know how long I can find her, even with your magic. She's trying to take control again, but you have my permission to have sex with me, to deflower me, and take all that power. I don't want it, so please, take it. Take me. I'm begging you.
Nora, bitch! Do you really want to fuck some nervous virgin? Chew, she's got a young nubile body. But I have experience. I practically invented sex, baby. That blowjob was all me. And I was barely even trying then. Take off these chains and let me show you some real oral sex. I won't try to take your life force. I'll just give you pleasures like you never known. No, believe my panties on. Unless you want me to show you how an ass can be so much better than a pussy. Or I could get some of the other girls together for some fun. If you want some pussy, I can have some normal girls here in minutes too. Virgins, if you want. This girl can be your harem, and when the Dark Prince comes, we can serve him together. Just don't take this body's innocence. It's meant for another.
Don't listen to her. She can be so convincing. That's how she and the others took control of us. You need to have sex with me and destroy her with the power. Please, do me when I'm still me. It will awaken her. Oh, it feels so good. Not just having you inside me, but to have the dark powers you have with the training out of me and into you. I can feel you returning some of it into me with each thrust. But it's purified now. It was so warm. And so beautiful. And it's painful to her. Weakening her. While it's strengthens me. You must make me come. The pleasure and your energy will drive her out. When my body is full of sexual energy and pleasure, there will be no room for her. So please, give me the biggest orgasm you can. The bigger the better. All to help free me. And you will need all the energy you can get to help the other girls and to stop the Dark Prince. We are so close. It's so beautiful and warm and glowing inside of me. And she's screaming because it's driving her away. If as we become closer, yes, just a little more, a little more. Survive all the positive energy we created, and now I'm free for the first time in months. Now, don't apologize. I asked you to do this to me. We both know it had to be done, and honestly, it was the first thing that happened to me in a long time that felt right and good. Okay, you can take it out now if you want to. And thank you for removing the chains. I can tell you who the other girls are and more about their plans. I can help you lure them into traps so we can free them too. This energy still in me, I feel like I should give it back to you, but could I also use it to help that other boy? We drained him so much that he may not make it, but with me full of good energy now, do you think that would work if I slept with him? It's the least I can do. I did so many other things to him. We'll go to him now if you don't mind watching and making sure I do it right. And we can talk about these last few months. It helps to talk about it. It helps to be around you. And if I want to have sex again, you do that too, right? Just to make sure she's totally gone. Because I can still feel some dark urges inside of me.